Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs. That's Time Is Tight. Sounds like it, doesn't it? 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the site for my brand new book, which is launching this week, ageofthecustomer.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you make a decision. See if you like the book or not before you buy. Having a great visit with a new friend of the show, but an old friend of mine, Paul Berry, CEO and founder of Rebel Mouse, rebelmouse.com, formerly the chief technology officer, chief information officer at the Huffington Post, basically helped them get out of the ground online. And so he earned his bones, not just there, but in other places like Palo Alto Software and all that. It's in his genes, folks. He's got the parents for this too, because they're both really smart people. So Paul, I really am excited about your success. It's been fun watching you just continue to grow, and now with Rebel Mouse, which is a site, folks, that, as I've said before, to say it's content curation is not doesn't do it justice, but it's as close as I think we can get for most folks out there in the marketplace. What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, that's good.
And so what you do with your site is you allow people to aggregate all of their social media activity, whether they're saying it or other people are saying it, right?
Yeah, well, it depends. If someone's talking about your company, you don't want to just publish that to your website. But if you retweet someone or like something that someone said about your company, then that should absolutely be there.
Do you have tutorials? Do you have a way of helping people if they're not good at this? Do you have a way of helping people?
We have blog.rebelmouse.com, which is a Rebel Mouse itself, and it has all types of examples of how people use it and instructions and demos. And
in the spirit of bplans.com, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And anybody who has questions, You can email us early at rebelmouse.com or support@rebelmouse.com, or you can tweet at us, Facebook post. We're very proud of what a good job we do with the community.
So I want to talk about your business model. Now, Facebook's business model, Twitter's business model, is to completely have nothing but users to drive the eyeballs, the visits from nothing but users, and then sell advertising to convert those eyeballs into impressions, and impressions into ad revenue. That's Google's model too. And basically, unless you advertise on those sites, you pay nothing for those platforms. Yours is a little different. It's kind of a hybrid, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a hybrid. What we're doing is often called SaaS, which is software as a service.
Right.
And we're doing that in a freemium way. So Dropbox is the easiest to understand the parallel on the business model, where they have a massive user base on free, and they've managed to turn that into, I think their last funding had them at a $10 billion valuation.
Wow.
So they use that to detect signs that you're a big company.
Right.
Right. Suddenly you want to add a bunch of admins, and you have permissions. You have there's all types of little signs there that show that this goes beyond.
So they let you fall in love with them, and then they say, okay, now how about paying for some of this?
Yeah, so what I like with the Dropbox one is that it actually doesn't come at the cost. So that's why I like the parallel with what we do at Rebel Mouse. For a small business, you should just have zero barrier at all. We aren't going to place ads on your site for you that you don't make money off of and that you don't want. It's just going to be your content, and you're not going to pay anything. Long down the road, when you come into your dashboard and you think about what you want to publish, you might be a store that sells sneakers, and so maybe Nike can show you a deal they have for retailers with their latest thing. But that won't be on your site unless you choose it, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And where we're generating real revenue, and that's with massive companies
mm-hmm.
that need complex integrations at huge scale.
Right.
And there, the you know, we're obsessed that the people that are sign up for RevelMouse tend to be high influencers.
Right.
And so we detect them and say, oh, my God, look, the guy who does social for GE just signed up.
Right.
And then we're able to show them what can you do.
Well,
you know.
And Paul, I've got to wrap it up. We've just run out of time. We have too much to talk about. But I want to thank you for making it available for free to small business owners. They like free things. They need them.
I think so.
Hey, Paul, will you come back again real soon?
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Paul.
It was so great to be on.
You too, Paul. RebelMouse.com, folks. Be sure to check that out. You'll like it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.